Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The wild man of late night radio, Ian Lee.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio. On air and off the leash.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want the whole of my first show back in a week to be about this owl, right? And also, can I stress, I don't want any of my fans to do revenge attacks on birds. And I'm certainly not down on the whole bird community. And I don't think that what this owl did to me today is representative of the owl community at large. It would have been nice to have got someone from the owl community to come on tonight and kind of, you know, say that they disagree strongly with what this owl did. But that's, I don't want anyone to go around attacking birds. I was attacked by an owl today. I don't know what type of owl it was because it was behind me. And also, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't have recognised. I can't differentiate between owls anyway. I don't want to go into details, but I was out in a secluded area. And that's all I'm prepared to say about where I was. And there's a lot of speculation about why I was in a secluded area. And I did not... I came back from America, from New York, and it was very urban there. So I wanted to be within nature. And so I went to this spot, and it's just off the A4. I was unaware at the time that it was a popular spot for gay men to meet. I was unaware of that. And I don't quite know what happened, but I was walking along and then suddenly I just heard this beating of wings and there was the most intense pain in the back of my head. Just intense. And it was like kind of like tiny knives sort of in my head. It was incredible. And there was just a lot of flapping and I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was being attacked by a human. So I turned round and then, of course, there was no one there. But the pain, and it was a bird had a raptor had clawed itself into my head, and so I'm trying to beat it off, and eventually it went, and I was in shock. Right, I was in shock, and I carried on walking, and there were a couple of guys there in the woods, and they very kindly said to me, they recognised me from the jungle. Are you okay? I said, yeah. They said, you know you're bleeding profusely from the back of your head. And I put my hand around and there was blood everywhere, man. And one of these guys very kindly drove me to a hospital where I was looked after amazingly. I cannot thank the NHS enough. I think it was potentially fatal because I had to have a tetanus and I lost, they told me I lost about a pint of blood and it flipping hurt, man. It flipping hurt. And here's the amazing thing. They told me I had 7 or 8 scratches, 5 of which were very deep. Now, it didn't reach my skull and there was no bruising on the brain, okay? But 5 of those 7 or 8 scratches were very deep and that's where a lot of the blood was coming from. And they glued my head back together. Ever since I've been a kid, I've been terrified of having stitches. Terrified. I don't know why. I've never had them, but I was terrified. And they went, oh, no, we don't do that anymore. We glue it. We glue your head back together. And they told me that super glue was invented because of the Vietnam War. It's what they used to use in Vietnam. So they glued my head back together. If you're watching on YouTube, I've got a big old fashioned bandage on my head, the kind that I, you know, it's, I kind of look like, sort of not the Invisible Man, but the Invisible Forehead. And I'm going to be honest, I'm very, very high on painkillers. But they said the doctors and the nurses saved my life. The guy who took me there saved my life. And I bled all over his car, and I apologise for that. But he was a very nice guy. He put a towel down, but there's blood everywhere. And I don't really remember, you know, much from that. Not because I passed out, but I was in shock. I was in shock. I want to thank everybody on Twitter who's been sending me support. Thank you, everyone who's been doing an owl joke. I get it. You're calling me a twit, twoo, and things about Hooters and things like that. I get it. It's funny. It's funny, man. I can't laugh about it today, but who knows? Maybe in 2 or 3 months, maybe I'll be able to look back and laugh at the day that I was attacked by an owl. The scumbag press, the red top press that have been hounding my agent and hounding me, up yours. Well, you didn't waste time in making online stories about it. Clickbait out of my
You're all right.
Yes, sorry. What was I saying?
Making stories about your
the press. The press making clickbait stories out of my misery. My life is not for your fun. It's me. I lost my train of thought a little bit. I feel a little bit nauseous.
Right.
I'm all right. I just feel a bit nauseous. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to do the show. Well done to you the other day. The other day, I've heard nothing but good things. I was in New York, okay? I went to New York to see the Monkees, and they cancelled. They cancelled because one of their because of the religious beliefs of one of them, because one of them is a Christian Scientist. And I'm kind of thinking, hey, I'm all for religious tolerance, but should have gone and seen a doctor instead of praying to the guy up there. Anyway, it only cost me $2,000 that I couldn't really afford. So I didn't hear much of the show. I heard bits and pieces of the show, and I saw the little videos that Talk Radio tweeted out. But when I got back last night, I listened to about the last hour and a quarter. I watched about quarter to midnight. I watched on YouTube as I was going through passport control and all of that. And I listened to the last hour on the way back, and I thought you and Katie were absolutely brilliant. I thought you were brilliant.
Thanks.
I did. I loved it. I thought you're funny. I thought you. And I'm going to say something that's going to sound patronising, but I don't mean it to be. I thought you sounded confident. And the reason I'm saying that is because I know that you were dead nervous to start with, because you've not hosted your own show for, what, 15 years?
Yeah, a long time.
Something like that. And I don't think I'm breaking any confidence by saying that you told me privately that you were nervous about it and you weren't sure whether you could do it. And I'm being sincere here. I saw what everyone said on Twitter. I know what I heard in the last hour. I'm going to listen to all of the shows. People loved you, man, so you should be very proud of yourself. Be very proud of yourself. I was laughing a lot in the last hour yesterday, and I applauded when you ended. I thought you were maybe, a little bit too good. It was sort of like you could have just toned down the skills a little bit for me. But genuinely, I was really proud of you. I thought you did brilliantly.
Thanks, I appreciate
that. Are you pleased with it?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Well, yeah. That's a good position to be in.
Yeah, I think so. It's tricky, isn't it? Yeah, no,
being
I'm
objective
still,
about yourself is
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for someone to go, yeah, no, we realise you're crap, really.
Mm. That's imposter syndrome. That's yeah. Every day of my life. But you're filling in again in August when I go back to New York
well,
in
I've
August.
I've not heard otherwise yet.
Okay. Well, I spoke to the boss. Boss loved it. Denny loved it. You know, and people loved it. And I saw on Twitter people loved it. And there's a thread on the Talk Radio listeners page. And when I looked at it, everyone was saying really, really nice things about you. So you should dig that. So we're back. I'm back. I'm a little bit woozy tonight. It's very hot in here, but we'll be all right. 03444991000. I've got lots to talk about. The Kinks. Mr. Rogers. The logbook. We're going to talk about the logbook. The stock photo woman. Dogs giving CPR and Gemma Collins. All of that we're talking about today. But before that, got something very important. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss.
Is your name Alan Peter Caddick?
That is the name given to me by birth.
Okay. And whereabouts do you live, Alan Peter Caddick?
In Birmingham.
And can I get your date of birth, please, Alan?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. It says here, secret about their date of birth. You're the Alan Peter Caddick that I wish to speak to.
What would I want?
I hereby charge you, Alan Peter Caddick, with very, very serious counts of falling asleep on the air several times.
Well, that defence was last year. Well, that's what I remember was last Tuesday.
Of singing hideously out of tune on air several times.
Was that when Kath and Katie were on?
And of being a very dull caller several times. How do you plead to the charges, Alan Peter Caddick?
Can I just say?
Yes.
Be careful what you say, Alan, because anything you can say now will be used against you at some point or something like that.
Guilty.
Oh, dear.
OK.
Why would you do that?
Well, this is actually really serious, Alan. These charges are real. They have been put against you. Can I ask, Friday night between 10 and 11, what are you doing?
I called Kath and Katie as normal.
Not last Friday, you muppet! This Friday!
It hasn't happened yet.
So, yeah, I know. That is why... Oh, that's another charge, being a dumbass. What will you be doing this Friday between 10 and 11 for the whole hour?
Calling you.
Yeah, too right you will, son, because do you know what's happening between 10 and 11 on Friday?
No, I don't.
It's Talk Radio versus Alan Caddick. You're going to be in court, my friend, and I am going to be prosecuting you on behalf of the listeners of Talk Radio, and Catherine will be the judge, and I am hoping I can get you sentenced to 10 years minimum banned from phoning up this radio station.
Well, I pleaded guilty, so I'm pleading for a lenient sentence.
I suggest what we need to do, 0344 499 1000, what we need is we need a solicitor for the defence of Alan Peter Caddick, someone who can be on the phone on Friday between 10 and 11 at night and defend... This is not a joke. This is serious. Catherine is the judge here, and you could get a minimum of 10 years banning from phoning in this station, OK? So we need to find you... I'm a bloody good lawyer, right? I'm a bloody good lawyer. So we need to find you good defence counsel that can... that you better hope, young man, can go toe-to-toe against me.
I don't think I'm up to it.
What do you mean you're not up to it?
I'm just not going to lose.
Hang on a second. Let me just take this call. 0344 499 1000. If you think you could be... And don't worry, the rest of the callers who don't make it as Alan's defence, the rest of the callers, you will be called upon, first of all, as witnesses, and then at the end we're going to do a lightning straight-to-air of the jury. So you get to decide whether he's guilty or not guilty. We've got a caller here. What is your name, caller?
Yes, my name is Michael Tristan.
Michael Tristan, and what have you called
Michael
him for?
Tristan, Michael Tristan QC.
OK, I do see, yes.
Yep, no. I would like to defend Mr. Caddick.
OK, here's the thing, Michael QC, you can't defend somebody using a false name, Gatford, so get stuffed. You see, isn't it funny? Alan, you're drawing criminals to defend you.
I want my trust law, not Gatford.
No, you're right. Let's try Nick. Good evening, Nick.
Hiya.
Alan.
I'm no lawyer myself, but I just had a thought of someone to defend the chap, and that's, is it your regular caller, Barry from Essex? Is it Barry?
There's Andre from Essex, and there's Barry from Watford.
Barry from Watford. Barry talks like that.
Poor impression.
No,
I can't do a very good impression. You know, Barry.
You can't. No, so you're not up for the role yourself, Nicholas?
I wish.
Okay, well, you'll wish. Let's try.
Lady Kadonk.
Oh, for God's sakes. 0344 499 1000. Will anybody defend this poor... I shouldn't be doing this. I'm for the prosecution. You should be asking, Catherine.
This is a... Excuse me, just a minute. Silence in court.
Hello?
This is a process to which everyone has access and everyone has the right to a defence. Should anyone proceed to come forward, thank you, we'll appreciate it. And otherwise he's going to have to defend himself and he'll be going down.
Say silence in court again.
Silence in court!
Who is this? Hello? Who is this? Step forward.
Who, me?
Step forward.
Me?
You.
Yeah, hi, it's Dr. Andre speaking.
Silence in court.
Hello?
You may proceed.
Right.
I think that is a ridiculous idea.
Yes, caller. Yes, who is this, please?
Hello?
Okay, listen, it's not looking good for you, Alan. It's the case isn't until Friday, and it's not looking good for you. Let's try the... Hello, Wasim?
You're all right, yeah. I defend Alan.
Oh, God.
Alan, do you choose Wasim as your defence counsel?
No, Wasim. Thanks for the offer.
Okay, let's try Simon in the New Forest. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening. Welcome back. This is very, very serious. I wish to state that I think the person most apt to do the defence is going to be Andre.
Silence in court. Overruled.
Sorry, Simon. No. I don't think that's going to happen. Let's try... I think I see who's going to be your defence. Let's try Hannah. Good evening,
Good
Hannah.
Good dog solicitors here.
Oh, God.
Lady Canong, I need help big time.
I'm here.
I hire you as my solicitor.
When do you want booking in? Friday?
Yes, please. We're trying
to... There you go, you're booked in.
Objection!
What's
your objection?
She is not a trained lawyer.
Is this correct?
Bullshine.
Right, yeah, language.
Objection of sustain.
Language like that. Keep going. Keep trying them. Because we'll see what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. And Alan, when we come back, we might have found your solicitor. If you want to represent Alan Caddick on Friday, you've got to be free between 10 and 11. It's a serious, serious trumped up, serious charges. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. This is very serious. We don't have to find the defence for Alan tonight, but Alan has been charged with some very, very serious charges. Catherine, would you like to remind the listener and Alan what these charges are?
Alan Peter Caddick, you are hereby charged with falling asleep several times in the course of your calls to this programme. And also by grievously singing on a number of occasions. What's the other thing?
Being a bit boring sometimes.
And also, sometimes, being dull. How do you plead?
Guilty!
Right, he really needs legal advice.
You need to say not guilty, Alan, otherwise we just send you down.
He needs legal advice. We're trying to find a solicitor, a brief who can defend Alan. You've got to be free between 10 and 11 on Friday night.
I can't believe there are no professional persons listening to this show.
No. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Zach.
Good evening, Ian. Good
evening. What can we do for you tonight, Zachariah? Bombaya, me, my, mo, fire.
Well, I just want to say, hope you're all right after your accident earlier.
I'm all right. I've got an absolute...
It wasn't an accident. That owl did it on purpose.
I've got an absolute blinding headache. And I feel really nauseous. Apart from that, I'm fine. So thank you.
Well, maybe the owl was an escapee from my misled.
Could have been a lot of owls there. I had to have some blood tests, which I won't get the results back for 3 weeks. But there's a thing called owl AIDS. Owls have AIDS, right? This is why you don't see many owls anymore, because AIDS is decimating the owl community. So I've had to have a blood test for owl AIDS, and I'll find out in 3 weeks whether I've got it or not.
I wonder what they would actually have to do. If you got it, that's just...
It's incurable. You're stuck with it.
Oh, okay.
You're stuck with it, man. So I don't want...
Well, at least you'd probably be the only celeb with...
I think Bobby... Hasn't Bobby Davro got owl AIDS? I don't want to say that, because I don't know if that's true or not. We'll see. Zach, you don't want to represent Alan, do you, in court?
He is a bit dull, yeah.
Okay, well, if you can't have your brief saying that, Alan...
No, he's fired.
Well, he wasn't really. I think he didn't want the gig. I'll tell you what we'll do, Alan. Now this is serious, right? Look at this. Andy says, Ian, I'll do it with my defence. I'm sure we can get his sentence increased to 20 years.
Flip. No, that's defeating the object.
That's a good legal term. There it is, defeating the object.
I don't think that's legal.
It's Latin.
Parlance.
It's Latin. What we'll do, Alan, it's not until Friday. You better not. We need him to post bail, so to make sure that he doesn't do a runner and that he is with us between 10 and 11 on Friday. We need some security from him, because otherwise I can see him stealing his mum's passport and trying to.
Oh my God, passport!
She hasn't got a passport. Job done.
Well, because he's stolen it previously and tried to escape to Newcastle. Sorry.
She's never had a passport.
Okay, all right. So you're not going to flee the country?
I'm not going to flee the country.
You're definitely going to be here on...
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
When?
Between 10 and 11 on Friday.
It's up to you, Your Honour. What do you think? Do you trust him?
I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, knowing, of course, full well, Alan Caddick, if you try to flee bail, there will be heavy, heavy penalties.
I'm well aware of that.
Catherine will give you a spanking.
Can I request a sidebar?
A sidebar?
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
No, OK. Alan, we'll speak to you... Well, we may speak to you before, but we'll definitely speak to you on Friday.
OK.
Thanks for calling. He's so going down. I'm so looking forward to this. I got my legal training at the weekend and we're going to destroy him. But we do need someone to defend Alan on Friday. If you think that's you, 0344... 499-1000 is the telephone number. Speaking of telephone numbers, it's a phone-in show. So we're in New York, and I saw this amazing... Can you Google the guy's name? In and of itself is the magic show. I saw this amazing magic. I went to see the Monkees, and they cancelled, right? And it was really annoying. And I was kind of at a loose end in New York. And so I went online, and some of you suggested some really good shows. And Catherine... suggested I go and see like a Salute to Frank Sinatra, a sort of supper club. Oh, brilliant. Cabaret club, 54 Below. Just me on my own, sat there. So I went to this place, 54 Below, and I was sat at this table on my own. And I was thinking, oh, God, it's like a table for four. I was thinking, oh, God, I hope no one else comes. And some woman came and joined me, Holly. Very nice, actually. And she was friends of the guy that put it on. It's proper old-fashioned cabaret. I ordered the three-course meal. It was delicious. And this guy came on. It was about Frank Sinatra. We're here tonight to celebrate Frank Sinatra and what would have been his second century. Frank was born in 1918, and he was doing this kind of thing, and so he did a little 10-minute intro. He said, well, now, to salute Frank, would you please welcome on stage our first performer this evening, singing New York, New York. It's from the Broadway musical Touch My Toes. It's Mr. Andy Rogers. And this guy came out and sang New York, New York, and he went off. And then another guy came out and sang a song. And then a third guy, and these are all quite young men, right? All quite young men. And the third guy came on and he said, star of stage and TV. And I thought, this guy, old guy came on, old, in his late 50s. He looked buff, very buff. And I thought, I recognise you. And I was staring at him, thinking, how do I? And he was that kind of, I don't want to say arrogant. It wasn't arrogance. It was confidence. Confident swagger. I thought, I know you. How do I know you? And he went off stage and round of applause and was winking at the ladies and stuff. And then he came back 20 minutes later and the lovely lady I was sat with, Holly, went, he's from the Dukes of Hazzard. It was one of the Duke boys. It was, was it Luke Duke, Kath?
I think you're thinking about Luke Duke.
It was the dark Duke, not the blonde Duke. I wasn't allowed to watch the Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know why. I think it was a scheduling problem in our house. I never really saw it. But it was one of the Dukes of Hazzard. And I couldn't believe it. I was thrilled. And then he came off because he was going to go on at the end and take a bow. And he came off and he sat next to me. One of the Dukes of Hazzard. I think his name's Tim Wannacott or something.
And no. That's a cricketer, isn't it?
I don't know. It was something like that. And he I said, oh, well done, man. I enjoyed that. And he leant over and said, where are you from? He said, what's your name? I said, I'm Ian. I'm Tom. Tom Wannacott. I said, okay. Where are you from, Ian? Oh, I'm from London. Oh, I'm going to London in July to sign some autographs for the Dukes of Hazzard. I said, oh, what, at the Comic-Con event? Yeah, sure, sure. And I thought, well, this is a unique opportunity. I'm going to do that thing that I never do. I'm gonna make contact with this guy and I'm going to invite him on the show. And I never do that stuff. People like Jamie East, they do that stuff all the time. That's why Jamie East has I think his show's called The North Pole. He has movie stars on and all these kinds of people, right? And I thought, I'm gonna be like Jamie East. And I went, oh, you're going to be in London in July? You should come on my radio show. And he looked at me. And he looked at me and he went, and he turned away. The Duke boy blew me out. He turned away.
You got showbizzed.
I got Al Jardine by the Duke boy. I couldn't believe it, but it was great. And you're in there for an hour and you pay $60 for a ticket and $70 for a meal. And the food was great. And you come out and it was 8 o'clock. And it was like, wow, I've had a great time. I was going to tell you about a magic show I saw. I will tell you about it in a second. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll tell you about the magic show in a bit and the name of the guy and a little idea that I've kind of taken from it and twisted a bit, the logbook. We're going to have a logbook for the show and we need a volunteer. We'll get to that in a bit. Let's take some calls first. Here's Bob. It says, Bob, you're from the Daily Mail.
Yeah, hi, Ian. Bob here from the Daily Mail. Just want to have a chat with the judge before the trial on Friday.
OK, Bob, away you go. Through to Judge... What are you calling yourself?
Catherine.
Judge Catherine. Good name. Catchy. I like it.
Catherine, hi, yeah, Bobby from the Daily Mail. A lot of people are saying that you shouldn't really be involved with the trial, seeing as you were actually on air at the time of the alleged offence.
Well, I think that I would probably be the best placed person to do so, as I am always the neutral in this particular arena, and I'll be here anyway, so handy.
All right, yeah, I didn't get any of that. I'll just make it up. A lot of other people are saying that actually a woman shouldn't be in charge of the trial. What do you think?
You said people. What you mean is dicks.
I'll just put down that you like dick.
You put that down, I'll see you in court.
Hey, this is all the right, Daily Mail you're talking to, Catherine.
I'm a High Court judge.
Bob knows what he's doing. You carry on, sir. I respect great British journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. The last thing that I just want to ask you, Cap, is that a lot of people on our Twitter feed are saying that immigrants are going to potentially protest against the trial on Friday. Are you worried about that?
Immigrants? Nah, those guys are cool.
All right, I'll just say that you're terrified of immigrants. Thanks a lot, Kath. Good luck with the trial on Friday, love.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Well, that's great. We're getting a little bit of press for the show.
I'm not convinced that's going to get reported, right?
That is great. Now, you know, listen, British journalists, they know that... Good evening, Sally.
Hello.
Hello, Sally.
Hello. I'm phoning to nominate myself as... Alan's defence lawyer.
Oh, now, okay. What are your legal qualifications?
Well, I have studied law in the past, and I am looking to go back into it next year, so I have a little bit of experience.
When you say studied law, do you mean you've watched Rinda or Judy?
Well, I do watch Rinda, but no, I studied and have a qualification in it.
Okay, well, the most important question to see whether you're suitable for this is, are you free Friday night between 10 and 11?
I am, yes.
Well, then you've got the gig, as far as I'm concerned. Alan's not here. Right, the way it's going to work, Sally, is the prosecution goes first, so I'm going to destroy your client. We're going to get a load of witnesses as well. And if there's time, then you can defend him a little bit.
Well, actually, no, the defence actually goes first. Oh. But
is that true, Judge? Know. Judge, what, sorry, what's it is. Judge Catherine?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, hang on a minute. No, you want the? I'll send you this on your computer.
It's all right.
There we go.
So I've ordered a real one.
Okay. Oh, great. There we go.
Could you provide me with all evidence and exhibits, please, so I can prepare my defence for Alan?
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
It's all in the public domain.
No, I'll send her a catechism.
That sort of thing.
I'll send her a catechism dick pack. No, it's not a problem at all.
You've got one, Andy.
It would be a great pleasure to send that to you, and I look forward to facing you mano a mano in court.
That doesn't mean what you think.
I look forward to beating you.
And that doesn't mean what you think it means. And then, no. And then we'll get witnesses phoning in. And then at the last few minutes, we're going to take 12 calls straight to air from the jury, and they will decide guilty or not guilty.
That's great.
Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Going to destroy you on Friday, bitch.
Whoa.
Sorry?
Objection of that language.
Okay, hang on a second. Overruled.
You're not allowed to overrule. That's my job.
Well, I've got the gavel at the moment.
Well, you're not.
Never. I like the mushy peas.
So,
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.